What will he do now? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. All that's left of the Anthony Weiner story is to speculate on his future and whether whatever treatment he's getting is going to work. He's got to be pretty down right now after that raucous news conference. But I have an idea that might give him hope. He should immerse himself in some of the classic sound bites of public officials who've had trouble with the truth yet went on to remake themselves.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Bill Clinton is now a respected crusader for global causes, able to raise millions with a few phone calls.
I would tell those critics that it's nonsense, not bogus. And there can be no question that Iraq had and has had weapons of mass destruction.
Colin Powell, now packing them in as a motivational speaker. And of course,
if we don't stop extending our troops all around the world in nation-building missions, then we're going to have a serious problem coming down the road, and I'm going to prevent that.
George Bush, happily retired, sometimes seen fundraising with Bill Clinton. So take heart, Congressman. You were only fantasizing about sex. You didn't physically betray your wife, or argue for weapons that weren't there, or promise never to try nation building and do it anyway. In fact, not only should you land on your feet, you might be canonized. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.